Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, December the 6th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. I do want to remind everybody, mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on when this show goes off today, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. And then Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 until 5 p.m. today. Don't miss that. And I do want to remind everybody, we've got a new holiday special here this year at WWGH Radio. I did kind of a holiday memory special with Ted Williams and George Kasotis. Ted and George just sat down with me not too long ago, and we discussed what the holiday means to them, and that will air on this station Thursday night at 8:10 p.m. So set a reminder on your cell phone for that. Thursday night, 8 till 9, it will be the Ted Williams, George Kasotis holiday special, remembering holiday past. And trust me, getting Ted and George together, it was quite an event. You're not going to want to miss that. Now, I want to thank one of our callers, Ernie, for calling in there before the break. I find that to be a very interesting conversation about the fruitcake. Now, we did have calls coming in, by the way. If the phone line's ringing busy, it just means we're on the line with somebody else and we had to go to break there. So if you have anything to say about any of that or anything we talked about in hour number one, give us a call, 740-383-9944. But as I was saying, I love when somebody brings up a topic and it makes you think. Now, here's what I will say about the fruitcakes, and I want to go in another direction because it made me also think of something else that I saw over the last couple days. Now, the honesty of the situation is that I really don't like the fruitcake. Absolutely don't. But I also remember a few years ago, 2017, 2018, that a bunch of people donated money to, I can't remember the group they donated to, but a whole bunch of people around here donated money to a charitable organization just to see me eat a fruitcake. And it was quite a bit of money, and it was raised in a very short amount of time. And that was very nice, and that was at Christmas time. And I don't think that would have happened if it wasn't for my great dislike of fruitcakes. And I don't even remember how that got started. Certainly was not my idea. I think somebody called in one morning and said, I'll give $20 if Scott will eat a fruitcake. And I said, well, I'm not going to eat a fruitcake for $20. But if you can get that money up to a certain amount for whatever charity you want, I'll eat the fruitcake. And that's what happened. And I did eat the fruitcake. So I think sometimes mentioning your dislike for something, because it is a true dislike, actually gives it more attention than it would get. Because truthfully, when I think about this whole fruitcake thing, as Ernie brought it up, because I guess this is for the Civitan Club. The banks sell them for the Civitan Club, the fruitcakes. And I think this has been going on for many years. But probably, most likely, if I certainly would not get on and praise how good a fruitcake was, because I don't like the fruitcakes, but I think talking about them gives them a lot more attention, even though it's in a negative way, from me. But a lot of callers call in and tell me how they love them, and I think they call in and tell me how much they love them because I don't like them. So I think in a way it's kind of a backwards type of thing. I think they get a lot more attention here than they would ever get anywhere else because of my dislike for fruitcake. And an example of that is we found out the day that they went on sale at the banks because Sarah went and bought one and wanted to call in and tell me, and I think generally just wanted to tell me because of my great dislike of the fruitcake. So I think sometimes it works that way. But if you want to support the Civitan Club, by all means buy a fruitcake. Matter of fact, I wouldn't eat it, but I would buy a fruitcake to support the Civitan Club. And honestly, I don't think most people know that's where the money goes anyway. And that's unfortunate. Because when you drive up at the bank, to be honest, I go to a bank that sells those fruitcakes, and I can't remember seeing anything about the Civitan Club. I think it just says fruitcakes $5. And I don't think I've seen anything in the newspaper. I don't think I've heard anything on the radio station. I don't think I've heard anything about the Civitan Club doing this. We just see the fruitcakes out there for $5. Now, it is kind of interesting, though, that because of my dislike of fruitcakes, and because I bring it up so often, that we learn this morning that the money goes to the Civitan Club. I think that's probably the first place that has been said this year. So, again, in kind of a backwards type of a way, not liking fruitcakes actually propels them to the forefront. And a lot of people have done this over the years. I think Bob Hope used to make fun of fruitcakes. Johnny Carson made fun of fruitcakes. It's just a funny item, to be honest with you. It's like the pronunciation of poinsettia. Now, I say poinsettia. I know many people say poinsettia. There are some people who say ponset. It's just an opinion. I don't necessarily know that it slows down anything. Now, say all that to say this. This is where I was going with this. There was a conversation this past weekend, and I'm not going to say the name of the place because people can do what they want to do. You know, I certainly wouldn't tell anybody what to do. But this goes on all over the country as well, so it's not like it's unique to Marion, Ohio. But there are a lot of establishments that this time of year, how should I say this? They have Santa Claus come in as sort of a gimmick, I guess, to get people in their restaurant, serve alcohol. Santa Claus becomes the bartender. Now, is that a good thing to do? To be honest, I really don't have an opinion on that because I don't know. It just, to me, it doesn't hit me one way or another. But I heard a big conversation over the weekend. Matter of fact, I think it was yesterday, when somebody found out that a local establishment, and there could be more than one here in town, was going to have Santa Claus as a bartender and was advertising it. People did not like that I was talking to. And again, it happens all over the country. And it has nothing to do with this business in town. And more people might be doing it than we know and just not advertising it. But do you think that's a good thing to do? Advertise and put Santa behind the bar and have him serve alcoholic beverages? I don't know. I think that's kind of interesting. Does anybody have an opinion on that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That or the fruitcakes. Do you have an opinion on the fruitcakes or establishments really all across the country having Santa Claus come in and serve alcoholic beverages? Now, Santa Claus does a lot of things this time of year, to be honest. We see Santa Claus in the facilities. We always see a lot of those toys out there. We see Santa Claus certainly ringing the bell for the Salvation Army. Although that's a very good thing. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. We see Santa Claus in restaurants greeting little kids. And honestly, I don't think there's anything wrong with Santa Claus in a restaurant or a bar greeting kids. I don't think that's a big issue. I think what people were having a problem with was Santa Claus being advertised as being behind the bar, serving the drink. I think that's where that problem laid. Go ahead, caller.
Scott.
Hey.
Hey. You know, I listened a few times to your interview that you did with, I think it was Charlie, and you called Claxton.
Yes.
And I just wonder how many years that guy has got now.
Oh,
if
in
he,
the
if he's, you know, he had 57 years, and that was what took probably 3 years ago or something.
Probably
like
three.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, Rufus.
He'd be pushing 60 years. Yeah. He was a good representative for Claxton.
You know, he absolutely was. And to be honest, if we had called Claxton's corporate office, I'm sure we would have never got him.
Yeah.
But he was perfect.
He was.
He was perfect.
He was fun to listen to.
He was. I enjoyed him.
I
thought he was great. But, you know, it is interesting that's a whole city block down there in Claxton, Georgia.
Yeah.
And they that's their sole goal down there is to produce those fruitcakes.
Yeah, I never tied the name of the fruitcake to the city.
Yeah, no,
I didn't realize that. Who ever heard of Claxton, Georgia, you know?
Yeah, well, I wonder how they got, because I'm sure the fruitcake itself predates the Claxton fruitcake.
Yeah.
But I wonder how that became the definitive fruitcake from this little town in Georgia that now ships to all over the country.
There's other products like that that is sort of single sourced, and we don't realize it.
No. Do you have any thoughts on Santa Claus and the?
I don't like it myself.
Yeah.
People drink enough. You don't need to put them in the Christmas spirit to drink.
Well, you know, and I think bringing Santa Claus into an
degrades Santa Claus. So.
Well, and I think that's how kind of the people I was talking to yesterday. Yeah. They felt that it was okay to bring Santa Claus to a bar.
You can have him walk around.
Yeah.
You know, but he shouldn't be serving.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, and I wonder. I think it's maybe even the advertisement of it, because usually a bar is a place where you don't bring kids.
Yeah, that's right.
But now that you advertise it,
you might encourage a kid to go where he wants to go.
Yeah.
You know.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, boy. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, and again, honestly, on this one, I really don't have an opinion. But the consensus of the people I was talking to with yesterday, they really did not like that Santa Claus would be serving drinks. Now, if you're a business owner, you can do what you want. But I don't know. I really don't know. It was an interesting conversation to be a part of yesterday, to hear people's strong feelings on that particular subject. But I guess there's always the side of the argument that says, let's just have fun. It's Christmas. Why does everything have to be so thought out? So there's that side of it too. And maybe it's a fun event. Who knows? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I do know one time I heard of a place doing a guest bartender, but they dressed as Santa, but they told people that it wasn't Santa. I don't think they had the beard on. I think they brought in an Ohio State football player, something like that. They brought in an old Ohio State football player, and they dressed him as Santa. You know, the boots and the belt and the coat and the pants and the hat. But they didn't put the beard on him. And it was, you know, Santa. I wish I could remember the name of the player that they did this with. But that was kind of the idea. That they weren't just saying Santa Claus was going to be there serving the alcohol. I don't know. To each their own, 740-383-9944. And again, this is nothing strictly local. This is happening all over the country. And I'm sure people have Santa Claus doing stranger things than that somewhere in these 50 states. Santa Claus is an interesting person. That's what I will say. There are certain things I think Santa Claus can do, and certain things Santa Claus probably should not be doing, to put it mildly. But at least he's there this time of year. Again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Kind of a quiet Monday. You know, I think, honestly, that we get to this time of year, and people really start to get kind of worn out. You know, you have to go out and buy the presents and get the lists and go see Santa Claus and fight the people in the stores and do the things online, decorate the house, try to get the dinners ready. It can be a very hectic time for people. Christmas parties in school, getting things for the teacher. It's rough for a lot of people. They are really ready for a nap by the time it's all over with. Okay, what else did I want to talk about? Oh, you know, this past weekend, for the first time in I don't know how long, and it's not a big one, but I ended up getting a cold sore. I have not had a cold sore in I don't know how long, and it formed while I was sitting over there in Caledonia. I was just sitting at the table, and all of a sudden I felt a cold sore forming on my lip. Does anybody know how to treat a cold sore? Go ahead, caller.
You were talking about monuments?
Yes, yes.
You drive down Center Street next to the funeral home, they've got monuments.
Oh, the funeral home selling monuments.
Yeah, right next door to it.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, maybe that's what the Marion Cemetery is having problems with, is other people are starting to sell them.
Could be.
Well,
all right.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I guess get those monuments fast. You got to have one if you're going to be in the cemetery. But, I got this cold sore on Saturday, and I was looking up some remedies for them, and they're kind of strange. Now, the one that I keep hearing about is you put Vicks on a cold sore. Has anybody ever heard of this, that you put Vicks on a cold sore? And I have to admit, I did try this over the weekend, but you have to do it either when you're going to sleep or when you know you're not going to be eating or drinking anything. Because obviously you're putting it, you know, right above or around your lip. And to have Vicks on your lip, you really can't eat or drink anything. Or really even touch your lip, because you're going to stick your hand in Vicks, which is not very good. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, the best way to get rid of a cold sore is to eat a fruit cake and drink a quart of gravy afterwards.
Is it really?
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, I guess this cold sore will be there forever. for many, many years.
Don't they sell a special medication you can put on a cold sore to dry them up?
Well, I don't know. You know, I know that a lot of people have sworn for years by chapstick, putting chapstick on it, and I think that's to kind of... I don't know what chapstick honestly does to a cold sore, but I've heard of that. I have heard of the Vicks thing. I'm not sure if Vicks dries it out or what it does. I don't know. I'm sure there are lip ointments out there.
Whether they work or not, there's probably something out there you can put on a cold sore, but well, I haven't had one for years and years and years either. So.
Neither have I, and this one's not a gigantic one, but I was just sitting there at the table, and all of a sudden I started to feel this thing coming on, and you know what? What brings on a cold sore? Usually you get them overnight or when you're not feeling well. I could not figure out what brought this on. I could literally feel it forming as I was sitting at the table.
Yeah, they can be kind of sore, just like a sty. You know what brings on a sty, and they can be kind of sore.
Yeah, I don't know. I know you have to have the virus for cold sores to get them in your body, but it lays dormant most of the time. But I don't know what activates that.
It's a cousin to the HIV virus.
I'm not really sure how all that works, but I know there are a lot of viruses that can lay dormant in your body, and all of a sudden they flare up for whatever reason. But I don't know what caused it. I don't know if it was a type of food I was eating that day. I don't know if that could have done it. I really don't know, but I didn't eat much that day. You know, I had one of those walking tacos. I don't know if it was something in there that I may have been allergic to. I don't know.
Well, it probably won't last too long.
No, you know, it doesn't hurt now. So, I mean, you know, I've only had it for...
Some people have a tendency to pick at it, too, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Now, I can feel it's already drying out pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I did put more Vicks on it last night because I have heard over the years that that does work, and I did have some Vicks in the house. So, I think that it does seem to be helping. So, that might be some kind of remedy for it.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
I don't know. What causes a cold sore? And why... Well, what causes them to go away? I know they sell that stuff in the little yellow container with the red lid. What is that Canfor? They call that something that you buy in the store. I think that's primarily for cold sores and dry lips. You know, I don't really buy that stuff, so I don't know exactly what it's used for. But I have heard of people using ChapStick. Now, I'm not sure if that is to dry out the cold sore or moisturize it. I really have no idea what that's about. And like I say, I have heard of people using Vicks to do it. But, hey, anybody know anything about cold sores? 740-383-9944. Okay, I think we've mentioned most things on this list here this morning. And we are at 38, coming up on 39 minutes past the hour here. Now, here's something. As we head into the holiday season, does anybody do anything special for the holiday? Now, I brought this up last year. For many, many years, the big holiday cookie in my house was a cracker cookie. Now, I don't exactly know what this was. Here's what I can tell you. It was the townhouse crackers. You know, the square ones? It was the townhouse crackers, and I know there were chocolate chips on top of it, and there were, I think it was, I don't know if it was smashed up walnuts or macadamia nuts or whatever it was, but it was finely smashed nuts. And then there was some kind of a coating on top of the cracker that dried. And then when it dried, you could break them apart and you would just eat the cracker. And I just always called them cracker cookies. Now, last year, some people did try to send me some recipes for this that were available on the internet. But I don't think they were what I was talking about. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Now, to me, this was a special Christmas food. But I know it involved those kind of rectangular townhouse crackers. There were chocolate chips on top. Some kind of nut, very finely smashed. And then there was kind of this, just this sweet, kind of, it was kind of a syrupy type of a coating that you put over top of them. I imagine when you made them, you put the crackers on the baking pan, and then you spread this syrup-like concoction over top of them, and then you put the chocolate chips and the little nuts on top of them, because the syrupy concoction made it stick. And then once it dried, you could break them apart and eat them. Now, to me, they were always called cracker cookies. But I have not had any of these in years. Does anybody know what I'm talking about at all? And I don't even know what that mixture would have been that was poured on top of them. It had a dark color, kind of a dark... You know what it reminded me of? It kind of reminded me of a... piece of film is what it kind of looked like, because you could still see the cracker through it, but it was that kind of lightish dark, well, not totally light, but a brownish color that was on top, and I think it was just basically there to sweeten up the cracker and make sure that the chocolate chips and the nuts stuck to the cracker. but I don't even know what was in that. See, that would be my difficulty. I certainly could go out and buy the townhouse crackers, and I certainly could go out and get the chocolate chips, and I certainly could go out and get the smashed up walnuts, but I don't know what that mixture was that you have to have, that you pour over top of the crackers, that really makes that whole cookie. Does anybody even have any idea what I'm talking about? And I'm sure they weren't called cracker cookies. I don't know what they were called, to be honest with you. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I heard you say something about a bus. I don't know if it's to see the Christmas lights or what.
Oh, yeah. I was telling people that, I haven't heard back from the superintendent about the bus, or Primrose, who I also contacted about the bus, but I think a lot of this has to do right now with the pandemic, because I know there was a breakout at Primrose, not a huge one, like 7 or 8 people came down with COVID, and I know that the schools have had some of this, and I think that's what's making life difficult this year in getting a bus.
Oh, I didn't know. So you're going just to go around Marion at the lights or the fairgrounds or something?
Yeah, a quick trip. Basically, the plan I thought was everybody would meet at Meijer. That way you could leave your car parked there. We would get on the bus, just go down 95, go back out James Way so we could see the house with all the characters, get on Richland Road, take it back to 95, take 95 to the end, go down Center Street, go down Main Street, go up to the fairgrounds, go through that, and then go to Pole Lane, and then back out to Meijer.
Yeah, what I was thinking, though, when you give away those zoo tickets, I can't win any. I'm not lucky.
Oh, just not lucky enough to win any right now.
No, if I'm the only person in there in the drawing, I won't win. I don't really, have a need to do it. But what I was thinking, when I haven't been catching you a lot lately, that a lot of people, when they do win, they donate it, to somebody else. And then I hear the same names kind of a lot over the time. And I thought, well, I don't know, maybe it's too late, but why not that shelter there on Barks Road, where those families go, abused or something, what do they call that?
Oh, Turning Point?
Yeah, Turning Point. Why don't they donate, I thought take a bus and take a bunch of them down to, because the kids, that's mostly kids there, take them down to the light. But then, with this virus going, I just heard this today on your thing, I didn't know it was getting that bad, or see if a church, if they had a bus and somebody would take a group from a church, I'm going to say, that can't get there, wouldn't be able to pay to do it. You know what I mean.
The kids
would love to see those lights, I think. I've never seen them, but my daughter did all the tickets that I won over the few years. One daughter went to the Wilds, and she went to to the Columbus Zoo. And I thought, well, that would be great, but I don't know if you'd put them on a bus now with this virus going around, but I thought that people at Turning Point, the families there, if somebody won the tickets and they, wanted to donate them or something, I thought that'd be neat for, or a church that have people that, that can't afford or, can't go or something. And most churches, I think, do have buses.
Yeah,
I
don't know what the problem has been, what I have noticed, because first we contacted the city, then we contacted a school, and now we're at Primrose dealing, kind of working it out with them. And the issue that seems to be coming up time and time again is the insurance on these buses only covers them at a certain time of day. And that's what the big issue is with the city and the schools, and I can understand that. Now, Primrose, I thought, might have a little bit of a different situation, but I think Primrose right now is having an issue. It's senior citizens, and we don't want to get the senior citizens sick. So I think there's an issue just with that at Primrose right now. So it's a weird year to try to do something. In the end, what we could do if we really want to do this is everybody go out to Meijer and we could, I guess, just get in like a caravan of cars. And drive around. And because of the radio, everybody could turn on the radio, and we could kind of narrate it or something like that. I don't know. We could do something of that nature, but I don't know.
But with the zoo tickets, I thought that would be neat, and I thought, you know, I didn't know who would donate for Turning Point, but I thought there's a lot of churches they might donate, or the people at the church, you know, they might like to have enough people, but I didn't think of the insurance part, I guess. I just took it as automatically covered, and you wouldn't have that to worry about. But,
well, I think the Turning Point, I think they would probably run into the same problem that we're running into, which is getting a bus. Because
if the tickets are donated, say if 10 people donated and 10 families, I don't know, draw them out there who wanted to go and they had their own, a lot of them wouldn't have transportation, that's just it. If they had their own transportation, they could take their own family down, because mostly I think it's just the women and kids. And I thought that, you know, they'll probably never go to see the lights, you know, and they would be the ones that enjoy it, you know, instead of like older people. I think the kids would.
It's very different to figure out, because I think that people do want to go to the lights, but it's just, it's difficult to try to get something like that together, because we've become very a rule-oriented society. And I think Turning Point would have the same trouble getting a bus. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But who knows?
Yeah, because I don't know who has... I know churches have buses, but I don't know of other people that, you know, probably... And I don't know how many people is out there that, you know... Turning Point, I don't know if there's other places that they go to in houses. When I worked, I know I used to drop people off. You know, they were in, like, Turning Point, but... You had to drop them a block or two from where they lived. Nobody knew where they lived. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
I've taken some of the girls home that were in that, and I'd have to drop them, like, on Church Street, but they might live two blocks, you know, a different way. You just didn't know where the house was or anything.
Right.
And stuff. But are you going to have that cookbook thing, or?
Well, yeah, if we get some recipes, I'm sure that could possibly happen.
Yeah, because I asked my brother for one, and he just sent it to me. So
oh, really?
I'm going to, yeah, well, it's something that, and I love it. It's, you can use it for potato and macaroni salad slaw, and he told me he uses it for the deviled eggs. And I
oh,
love
really?
The taste of it. So, but he kind of tweaks it a little bit, different stuff, but I'm going to write the basic thing and send it to you and everything. And what was you talking about that fruitcake? You're throwing the fruitcake, or?
Yeah, we did that fruitcake toss a few years ago, and we don't want to do anything with any money involved this year, but the idea is we'll do it, but here's the problem. We need 15 people who are actually going to toss it. And what happened a few years ago was people nominated people to do it, but then a lot of the people who were nominated didn't show up. So my feeling is this year, if we can get 15 people by Friday, we will do it. But if the person you nominated, I mean, you need to call them and tell them that they need to come out and do it. And if they can't, anybody can toss a fruitcake. It's just, you know, tossing it underarm like a softball. So, you know, that's the point. I mean, if we get 15 people by Friday, we'll do it. No money involved. But if we don't, you know, if we don't have 15 people, there's really no sense doing it.
So if the one that throws it the farthest, what do they win?
They will win something. Now, that I don't know yet, but they will win something. Maybe they'll win a family four pass or four tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We might have something else for them. We can come up with a prize for the winner. The winner will win a prize, but it's not going to cost anything to enter. But we have got to have 15 bodies, 15 people throwing the fruitcake, or it's just not much of a competition.
And where are you throwing it from? What, a park or what?
Yeah, I think we'll do it outside. The last time we did it inside, and the problem was people were throwing it so far that, you know, they were getting close to the wall. So we really need to do it outside. I don't think that's going to be a big issue, though.
Yeah. So you're doing it this Friday?
If we can get 15 people, if I can get 15 committed names by Friday, we're not going to throw them Friday. We would set the date.
Okay.
Yeah, we would set the date next week. Yeah, no, we would just.
That's fast.
Yeah, no, we would probably set the date. We just need 15 people by Friday.
Okay, so you don't pay to do it, but do you bring your own fruitcake?
No, you don't have to bring your own fruitcake.
So there'll be fruitcakes there to throw?
Yeah, we'll take care of the fruitcake.
Oh. So is the fruitcake going to be in a tin, or is it just going to be in plastic?
No, it's a real, just a regular Claxton fruitcake.
Well, that's a shame to throw all those fruitcakes and you can't eat them.
Well, everybody won't. I mean, we throw the same fruitcake. They don't.
Oh, it's the same.
Yeah.
I thought you were throwing 15 different ones.
No. What happens is we take one fruitcake and somebody throws it, and then we measure it, and then we put a stick where they, you know, it landed, and then the next person throws it, and we see how far it goes.
Well,
you know?
By the time it gets to the last one, they might have a more advantage. It might more be more smashed.
You know, they really don't, when we did it before, we thought they really don't bust for whatever reason.
Well, I was going to say, it'd be so, okay, I guess it wouldn't, but okay.
All right.
That sounds kind of neat. So
yeah,
I'll
well,
think on that too.
If you get 15 people in by Friday, we'll do it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Yeah, I mean, if we get 15 people in by Friday, we will definitely do the fruitcake toss. If not, that can be something we save for next year. You know, it's a lot of this is driven by the pandemic right now, and that everybody's dealing with it. Just something you have to deal with this time of year. This year, that is. All right, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
I want to do it, but I don't know, like, are you going to do it throughout the week or on the weekend?
We would, honestly, to be, I would imagine if we can get the 15 people in, we would probably either do it in the evening or on the weekend because of people's work schedules.
Well, if you can promise that you'll do it either on a weekend or on the evening, you can sign me up.
All right, Sarah, we will put you in. My guess is it's most likely going to be an evening. My guess is it would probably be, I'm going to say, like a Tuesday or a Thursday night, you know, before it gets dark, maybe like, well, I know it gets dark early now, probably like 6 or 6:30, something like that.
Yeah, that would be perfect. Yeah, and you said it's an underhand toss?
It's an underhand toss. You can't wing it the other way, because I think that probably would bust the fruitcake up. But when you toss it underhand, it really doesn't break. The few years ago we did it, it just kind of drops. And
you could just give me the fruitcake as the prize if you want to.
Did you know that the proceeds go to the Civitan Club?
Well, I didn't know specifically that it was the Civitan Club, but I did know it was for, you know, a charity of some sort.
You know, that should be listed at the bank, she would think.
Now, let me hit you with this. Have you thought about, I'm trying to think outside the box here. Have you thought about calling around and trying to get, like, a prison bus or something?
Well, I see, I think, no, I haven't, but I wonder if the prison would have the same issue that the other places are having.
Because they probably would.
It's an insurance thing, but I thought the retirement communities are the churches, because a retirement community or a church, they don't really have set times that they do things like school and prison and
yeah, you're right.
So I thought maybe their insurance would read a little different.
Yeah, you're probably right on that.
Yeah, so as soon as we hear back from one of them, we'll
don't they make something called a Breva for your cold sores?
You know, I think so. But you know, the Vicks worked okay.
Oh, so because that a Breva is expensive. I mean, I've never bought it, but I've seen it, and that's like $15 or $20.
Is that the stuff in the yellow container?
No, I think you're thinking of Carmex.
Oh yeah, I think that works.
Yeah, well, if you can get by with Vicks, just slap some Vicks on there.
We'll find out tomorrow morning if it's totally gone.
I can't wait for the update.
I know. It's big time here. Thanks, Sarah.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we have one person in the fruitcake toss willing to do it. 14 more, and we will do it, but we have till Friday. Just got to have 14. Oh, you want to do it? Oh, Adam's going to throw a fruitcake. You know, not overhand. You got to underhand it. Yeah, there you go. Okay, that's two. Adam's in, but you have to, as I say again, you have to show up. We've got to have 15 bodies throwing fruitcake. Now, there is no money involved here, nothing like that. Go ahead, caller.
That baking thing that you were talking about is referred to as Christmas crack. I was listening to WTVN Mindy and Michaela on the way home from Columbus yesterday, and the lady that was doing the instructions was saying that you use saltine crackers and then brown sugar and butter and then all kinds of different stuff. But if somebody Googles Christmas crack...
Christmas crack. What a holiday term that is.
I know. But anyhow, there's no fentanyl. But if you Google it, there's several recipes online. But Mindy and Michaela were talking about it on WTVN yesterday, and you could go into their WTVN and listen to their podcast from yesterday and get the recipe. But the lady did say that it's saltine crackers on the base layer.
You know, see, now I think a saltine cracker would make it taste a whole lot different, because the Toll House don't have that salty taste to them.
No, and they're more buttery.
Yeah, and that's what my people used.
Yeah. And she was saying, too, that she does things where she makes it with sprinkles, and depending on the time of the year, you can do it for Valentine's Day. She also said that you can buy ground up candy canes and add that, so it gives a pepperminty taste, and there are different things that you can do. But like I said, Mindy and Michaela's podcast on WTVN yesterday, the lady went through a recipe, but you can also find it online. Why in the hell they call it Christmas crack, I have no idea.
You going to toss the fruitcake?
I love fruitcake.
But do you want to toss one? You could be the champion.
Well, I throw a lot of stuff, but I think you need a manure spreader for what I throw.
Thank you.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Only about a minute left here in the program today, but two people down, so all we need is 13 more. But remember, if you nominate somebody or you are going to nominate yourself, you have to show up to do it. Because if you have three people showing up to throw these things, that's not much of a competition. Again, no money involved to get in, no money there, but the winner will get something. They'll get something. I don't know what it will be. Maybe zoo tickets, maybe something else that somebody hand makes. I don't know what the prize will be for the fruitcake toss, but we will figure that out as time goes on. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you have anything you'd like to bring up this morning. Let's see. Adam's up next. He's in the studio this morning, 10:15 until 11 a.m. Linda will be in the studio later, 4:15 to 5. Go ahead, caller.
What are we nominating for?
The fruitcake toss.
Okay, yeah. I'll nominate my brother for that.
Your brother? What's your brother's name?
His name's Randy Stahl.
Randy Stahl. Now, you're going to tell Randy that he has to come down and toss this thing, right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
That?
All right, well, there's Randy Stahl. There's three. Well, we might actually do this, Adam. This fruitcake toss might actually happen. So, you can pump this during your show. Well, I'll give you an index card to write down the names.
The time and the place of this event.
Well, we don't know we're having it yet because we don't have 15 people. But if we get to 15 people, here's what will probably happen. It will probably happen right next door here because we have some lots, and I know the people who own these lots, and they are very nice with their time. So I think that will happen. But if not, we'll go to a park. And other than that, it'll happen at night because we want people who work during the day to be able to come. So probably about 6 o'clock at night the following week, one day.
Well, that sounds like a no-miss spectacle extravaganza.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you can count me in.
Oh, Ralph and the fruitcake. Now, you're a previous fruitcake tosser, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm all hand at it.
You might be the champion again. Now, back me up on this. The fruitcake did not break, did it?
No, it was solid, man. It was just like a rock.
Just like a rock. And we were hitting a concrete floor. I think in a yard, it won't be so bad.
Yeah, it probably bounced better.
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Ralph.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's four.
We only need 11 more. This is the first morning we've mentioned it. We got Sarah, Adam, Randy Stahl, and Ralph. Now, remember, you can nominate somebody. You can put yourself in, but you can nominate somebody, but you have to tell them to come down here and toss the fruitcake. There have to be 15 people out there tossing the fruitcake, and if we get better than 15, that's fine, too. All right, Adam coming up next. He'll take your nominations as well. He's live in the studio, and also we'll take your calls. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Our men to watch in all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if you did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not. But that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders there are unseen and unseeable in the world. You tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the sound inside. And there is a veil covering the unseen world which not the strongest man, not even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, poetry, love, romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the supernal beauty and glory.